I reared back and it was raining in my face, and I went back in and sat down and wanted to eat some supper. I didn't know there was any storm going on around here. Got out and these people come running down and squalling. I didn't know what in the world it was. Awful noise. The woman was hit in the head and something or other, and great big knot and blood, and just soaking wet, and two babies. And she didn't know where she was. I wanted to know where she was. And the man was about as crazy as she was.
Scared to death, huh?
And I got him in the house and got some old dry clothes. Or my clothes. I didn't have no women's clothes here. And neighbor came over and helped them and dressed them out. And then we got them to the doctor's. And then it was out the rest of the night, running around and seeing how much damage the storm done and who all could help out. Tore the hull line down, just tore everything up through here.
Hmm. Boy, they're wicked things. Did these people have any place to go when a tornado came, or?
They hadn't settled, but they never went hit before they knew anything about it.
Didn't they even know it, huh?
No, didn't even know it until they taken the house out. Uh-huh. And they carried them about 200 yards off out into the open runner's thickets. And it happened, all of them were right close together. And the babies was laying its face up, and there was a crying when the father came too, and he got it, and then he fumbled around and finally found the rest of them, and they finally all come to all right and got off down here.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I was in one of those when I was a kid, but we were down in the cellar, just a place under the house. We looked out the window and saw the garage go.
No, I never. That's the only storm that ever struck here. It never hit the house, never bothered the house. Hailstorm taking all of the roof off my house. That was in 1945 when they taking the roof off and killed about 25 pigs.
Mercy.
Crippled up a whole bunch of the shoats and hogs and killed a whole lot of chickens and just pounded some of my calves just butch them up till they never did amount to anything. They lived and they would kill the calves, but it crippled them till they never did come out and do what they should.
My goodness.
And slabs of hail big of your hand.
Did the big
not hail, it was just chunks, just shaped, just ice. Uh-huh. Big ice is what it was there.
We had some of those 2 years ago, about that big around, they had big spikes coming out of
them. Well, some of these might say was round with spikes and some just big flat chunks of ice.
Uh-huh.
All shaped out there.
I don't like this darn hail stuff. Boy, did the pigs have any place to go?
They hadn't had their sheds to get in, but they was out in the pasture and never got to the sheds. Didn't know it was coming, of course, and it just hailed on them and killed them, a lot of them right there, and some got in the shed and sheltered, and come around one way and placing another.
Mm-hmm. How about the cows? Did they have any place to go?
What?
Did the cows?
Yes, they was a shed for the cows.
Oh, do you have any special term for a strong, cold wind from the north?
Northern wind.
Excuse me?
Northern.
Uh-huh. What do you call that old white stuff that drifts around sometimes?
Snow.
Well, when the weather's warm, just sort of misty stuff.